Welcome to Gemara Markings Daf Yomi Tosfos Shiur. Don't forget to click on the Daf option to see today's Tosfos marked using the popular Gemara Markings system, similar to that used for the Daf Gemara. If you are not already familiar with our system, a thorough explanation is available by clicking on the Learn the System option. First Tosfos on the page, we actually learned as part of our shir on Daf Hey, because it belongs to the Gemara that was found at the bottom of Daf Hey Omid Beis. So we continue with the second Tosfos on Daf Ov. The Gemara had been discussing the presence of multitudes of mazikin around every individual, and it described them as standing around us, ki kasta l'ugya. Tosfos explains, ke'ein tlomim, like furrows, hamakifen es ha'aruga, that are dug around rows of vines. Kinamrin berish nedorim, as the Gemara says in Maseches Nedorim, hodein ugya leve peya. There the Gemara talks about someone declaring a particular row of vines to serve as the payoff tithe of someone's field. But the citation from the Dharam is to show that the term ugyo is a reference to vines that grow in rows. And in our case, the demons that are thankfully invisible, but they stand around us in such a way that any one person is surrounded by multitudes of them, using this imagery as a furrow surrounds the vines. Chad lo michtavon milei b'sefer hazichronos. The Gemara at this point had been referring to the discussion concerning the divine presence found amongst different numbers of people, and the Gemara concluded that the divine presence is found even by one person who is engaged in the study of Torah. Upon that conclusion, the Gemara asked, well, if by one person we show there is divine presence, of what significance was there to demonstrate that amongst two there who are studying Torah there is divine presence? It follows as a matter as an obvious point. So here Tosfos explains, based on the Gemara said there is a difference though between one and two with regard to one. So his words are not recorded in the book of recollection, of the Sefer HaZichronos, Klomar Im Achirim. In other words, in the Tosfos HaRosh, he uses the expression Im Harabim, together with the multitudes, so that he is not, his words are not recorded in the record of the masses. Avol B'Sefer Levado Nichtavim, a person's words are recorded by himself, at Kilamrinon, as it says in Maseches Avos, in Pirkei Avos, it says, V'chol ma'asecha b'sefer nechtavim. All of your ways, all of your actions are recorded in this book of recollection. And kol shekein midot tova, certainly what the positive things that a person does will be recorded, so that a person who is learning by himself, certainly his good deed, his good preoccupation of Torah study is recorded. However, it's not recorded together with the masses, which is considered a more beneficial thing, to have one's actions recorded together with those of others. Tosfos continues, Elu Tfilin Shebarosh. This was a reference to the Gemara that said, based on the pasuk, the nations of the world will see that the name of the Almighty is upon you, and they will fear you. To this, we saw in the lower part of the daf, Rabbi Elazar HaGadol said, this is a reference to Tfilin Shebarosh. Tosfos here presents Rashi's explanation and raises questions. Pirush Rashi, how is it that Kishem Hashem Nikrolecha is a reference to the Tefillin Shalosh. Lefi Shiesh Bohen, there is in the Tefillin Shalosh Rov Shem Shel Shakai. The Almighty has, amongst the different names that He is referred to, a name Shin, Dalid, and Yud. It's a three-letter name. The majority, namely two of the three letters, are associated with the Tefillin Shalosh. Shashin Ksuva Bekemet Shebebotim. The Shin appears in the folds. The boxes that form the Tefillin are made of leather, and when the leather is soft, so they can be, it can be folded and fashioned into different different shapes or entities. In this case, the Tefillin Shalosh has on its two sides a form of a letter Shin. So the Shin of the name Shakai is there. The Hadalid Beretsuos, and the Dalid, the second letter, is formed by the knot in the straps of the Tefillin Shalosh. The Tefillin Shalosh has a strap that runs through it and is knotted together, and the knot is placed at the back of one's head that is in the shape of a Dalid. So you have two of the three letters represented by the Tefillin Shel Rosh. And that's what Shem Hashem Nikro Lecha means. Now, Tosfos asks, V'teimo, a question is raised, Mishabbos Perek Bamei Madlikin, based on the Gemara in the second Perek of Masechet Shabbos, entitled the Perek of Bamei Madlikin, De Ka'omar, there, in discussing the source for the writing of tefillin on kosher animal skin. It says, the Gemara there dashens the posuk and says, min hamutar b'ficha. Because the Torah, the posuk says, Toras Hashem b'ficha. And we learn from that, min hamutar b'ficha. And that is the source for the writing of the tefillin on parchment that eventually is inserted into the boxes that are that we often refer to as the tefillin or the bottom of the tefillin. So there, the Gemara says that we learn from Toras Hashem b'ficha min hamutar b'ficha, from that which you are allowed to eat, namely kosher variety animals. However, v'lo mapik ritzuos mitoras Hashem b'ficha. The law regarding the tefillin straps is not learned from that source. So that you see that the straps themselves are not considered Toras Hashem. The Olid, the Perek Basra de Megillah, Kori Liritzuos, Tashmishe Kedusha Biyamo. In the last Perek of Maseches Megillah, the tefillin straps are not considered part of the name of Hashem. They're considered Tashmishe Kedusha, which is literally those items that serve holiness. In other words, the straps don't represent holiness themselves. They're a subsidiary level of holiness. And it can be understood that if the straps, like Rashi says, forms a part of the name of Hashem, they wouldn't be considered just Tashmishe Kedusha. All right, so now this having been said, we see that the straps are something less than or different from the basic, from the tefillin themselves. Elo, yesh lomar elu tefillin shebarosh. Rather, we should explain that which it said in the Gemara that the Kishem Hashem Nikra Lecha is a reference to Tefillin Shebarosh, Lefi Shehein Begovoi Shel Rosh, the near in. They sit upon the high part of a person's head. They are visible. The Shayech Behu Ure'u. The Pasuk that we are dealing with said, Ure'u Kol Amei Haaretz. All the nations of the world will see that the name of Hashem is upon you. So that is the proof that this is referring to the Tefillin Shalosh. Not that Shem Hashem is represented by the Tefillin Shalosh, but rather the ability for it to be seen. Avol Tefillin Shalyad Mechusin. When one wears his hand, his arm Tefillin, the Tefillin that are placed on one's
arm, those are covered up. Dichtiv lecho leos al yodecha. The pasuk refers to the tefillin shel yad in saying lecho leos, unto you it shall be a sign on your hand. Velo lachirim leos. Lecho means to you in a personal way. It's a personal sign of the bond that is represented by the tefillin. It's personal and not something visible to the public. So, just to review, according to Rashi, the pasuk of U'u kul ami oretz ki shem Hashem nikra lecha yo'u mimcha is a reference to tefillin shalosh by virtue of the fact that it says shem Hashem, and the majority of the shem Hashem is present in the tefillin shalosh combination box with straps. According to the Tosfos, you cannot categorize the straps as being something that is parallel to the tefillin themselves, and therefore Tosfos sees the proof in this pasuk as a reference to to the tefillin shalosh by the fact that it says in the pasuk u kolema, something that it will be visible to the nations of the world, and that would apply only to the tefillin shel rosh. The next Tosfos, Mi Ka'amcho Yisrael, here the Gemara had been dealing with what is written in the Parshios of the Tefillin of the Almighty, and this was one of the Psukim, and Tosfos says, Zeh she'isen ha'paiton toitefes kulilo gadli, so that in the Piyut, which are prayers that were authored by, very likely by even Tanoim, he makes reference to the presence of Kodesh Baruch Hu's tefillin in the context of this particular pasuk. This next Tosfos is Shayach to Omid Beis, so that even though on Vav Omid Beis you don't have any Tosfos, and this really belongs on Vav Omid Beis, where the Gemara had mentioned that one is not to find himself, not to daven in the back or with his back to a shul. As we learn this Tosfos, just let us take note of the little diagrams that we have included at the bottom of the page to assist in understanding what he says. Achorei Beis HaKnesses, Pirush Rashi, Kol Pischei Botei Kneseus Hoyu L'Mizrach V'Achoreim L'Marov. In Bovel is present-day Iraq. It's a country or area located east of the land of Israel. The geography is important for understanding this Tosfos. So Rashi says that their shuls had their entrances to the east, so a person would walk into the shul on the eastern side of the building, and the back of the shul was at the west. So you're entering from the east. That's the entrance, the main entrance. So when we speak about the main entrance, you can speak about the opposite side as being the back of the shul. V'zeh ha-mispalel achorei beis ha-knesses. The Gemara, in referring to someone who davens in achorei beis ha-knesses as a rasha, is referring to a person who is standing on the western side of the shul. V'eino machzir ponov le-beis ha-knesses, and he doesn't turn facing the shul, nira kekoifer b'mishat tzibur mispalim lafonav. It looks like he is denying the one to whom the rest of the community is davening. So if you glance at the bottom of the page, we have a diagram under featuring Rashi's approach, where you see a shul and the entrance on the east, and the opposite side, the west, and a figurine of an individual whose face is facing away from the shul. So that is Rashi's take on he who would be considered a Rosha as a kofer, as a denier of the Almighty. However, velo nihira. Tosfos does not accept Rashi's pshat, the adarabba. To the contrary, he says, b'mahader ape lebeis aknesis. If he in that case would turn to face the shul, merci kishtei rishios, that would give the impression of two
two deities, Shahakol Mispalin Lamarov, the entire community is facing west. Vuhu Mispalo Kenegdom Lamizroch, and he's facing another direction, he's facing east. That would give us a very bad impression, an impression of someone who was facing toward some other force. Al-Korch, or Al-Kain Nireh, Thesis therefore comes up with his own approach. He says, Achorei Beis HaKnesses, Mi Shihu Achorei Ho'am Bamizroch. And we have a diagram for this as well to assist in understanding the Tesis. Here you're talking about someone who is actually positioned in back of the people. He is outside the shul, on the eastern side of the shul, the ha'om mishtachavim lemarov, and the people are bowing in their davening, they're bowing in toward the west, and he is standing on the east of the shul, and my understanding is he is facing eastward. Ulahochi ko'omar velo mahadir ape, and that's why it says, and he doesn't turn around, because if you have that person standing on the eastern side of the shul and would turn around facing west as well, we wouldn't have any objections. The Dafka Haim, Tosus now comments that all of that which we've said till now is a reference to those people living in Bovel, which was the major diaspora during the time of the second Beis HaMikdash. So, specifically then, Shohoya Minhogam is Palomar of there. Practice was to face westward when davening, because for them that was their ability, that was their way of facing Israel. Abu Anu misfalim the Mizrach, but we in Europe, Tosus is referring to those of us who are in the European community, and certainly those who are in the North American continent. So, Aval Anu Mispalim Lamizrach, we will face eastward. We in Europe face eastward. Shano Bemarovo Shel Eretz Yisrael, because in Europe we are in effect west of Israel. So, in order to face Israel, you must turn eastward. Uksiv, and the Pasuk says, Vispalo Elecho Derech Artsam. The prayers shall go through or via Eretz Yisrael. Venira kemo shapirish lohem litzad marov yisparish lonu litzad mizrach. That everything we have explained up till now regarding them in Bovel, regarding the west, the same explanation will apply to us, however, regarding the east. In other words, that the same principles will apply, just have to switch the directions. As we said on Daf Vav Amud Beis, we don't have any tosfim, so this concludes today's section of the Tosfos, and with that we conclude our shiur for today.